Chapter 1. Once upon a time, in the foothills of Granite Mountains, when the sun hadn't yet risen in the east, there were three sisters, and one, me, had been stuck at the hospital all night. The shadow of our small town's modern hospital loomed over the parking lot. Behind it swelled Sierra Peaks, a jagged frame vanishing into dark clouds. The muggy air promised rain to come, but I shivered in my thin blouse and safari jacket. Maybe if I hadn't been so tired, I would have paid more attention to the images written in the clouds, to the words whispering in the sough of the wind, sluggishly shifting the redwood branches. But I wasn't looking for portents. I wanted relief. So I ignored the throb of wild expectation in the air that raised goose flesh on my arms. I ignored the hooting of an owl after sunrise, a sure sign of death coming to the house. I ignored the coil of iridescent purple oil in a nearby puddle that shaped itself into a grinning skull. I yawned and shuffled car keys between my fingers. Eyes hot with exhaustion, I leaned against my Ford Fusion, grimaced, and pulled away. The car was covered in droplets of moisture. Now, so was I. A crow flapped overhead and cawed. It settled on the branch of a redwood tree and regarded me with one beady black eye. My keys slipped, jingling to the damp pavement. I bent and dropped them again, a shriek of frustration welling inside me and escaping as a sleep-deprived laugh. So I was tired. Soon, my aunt and surrogate mother would be home in her favorite chair and deep in her history books. And if the humidity and mountains seemed oppressive today, that was a price I gladly paid to live in the fairy tale Sierra foothills. Unlocking my car, I tumbled inside and leaned my head against the rest. The dash clock read 5:00. Fumbling, I jammed my keys into the ignition and turned them. Nothing. I turned the keys again. Silence. I banged my head on the steering wheel. If I believed in messages from the universe, and I did, the cosmos would be hinting I was in no condition to drive. Something thunked and scrabbled on the hood of my car. I jerked my head upward and was nose to beak with the crow on the other side of the glass. It squawked, giving me a view of its dark throat streaked with pink. Fine, I grumbled. I'll call Jace. I excavated my cell phone from my purse and called my sister. A coffee shop owner, she'd be awake, prepping for the morning crowd. Karen? Jace's voice was muzzy, no doubt a byproduct of staying out all night at the local bar. I tamped down my rising irritation. It wasn't Jace's fault my car wasn't working and I had no social life. Yeah, I said. Are you okay? Hangover. Headache. My sister groaned. What's wrong? Is Ellen all right? We're at the hospital. They're keeping her for observation. Again? Jace sighed. What did they say? It's not serious, is it? Another infection, they think. Can you come get me? I didn't get any sleep, and I don't think I'm safe to drive. Plus, my battery's dead.
Are you being literal or figurative?
I yawned, jaw cracking, ears popping. Both.
Aye, aye, Captain. I'll be there in 20.